Hello and welcome to the Rooted in the Really Real podcast. Get ready to go on a journey of knowledge, growth, healing, and prayer rooted in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for joining us today. Now let's dive in.
Let the whole house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. When they heard this, they were cut to the heart. Each one of us, I pray and hope, have had moments where something, we have heard something or seen something that we were cut to the heart, where all of a sudden we became very much aware of a reality in our lives in which there was a need for conversion. There was a need for change. There was a need to go about and to do something different with the rest of our lives. And these are moments of God's profound mercy. These are moments in which the Lord sends an abundant amount of grace to the individual to open their heart to receive a message of love. And this is never easy, right? None of us like having to change something in our lives. None of us ever like having to go through conversion. And in fact, conversion is one of the hardest things because it means we're turning away from something so that our hearts can be opened to something else. And as Peter is preaching the events that have taken place after Christ ascends into heaven and he's been filled with the Holy Spirit, he's preaching in such a way that the Spirit is moving and so that the hearts of all those listening are either hardened because they're refusing to receive what God has, or they're being cut open so that, in a sense, almost like a boil is being lanced, so that what was there can be drained out and the wound can finally heal. So you and I are being invited during this beautiful season, this octave of Easter, we're being invited to ask the Holy Spirit to lance our hearts, to cut out what has to be cut out, to allow whatever is dead to be cut away, so that we might receive again, we might receive in a new and a deeper way that very gift of baptism that we received in our youth, that very gift of faith, such that we do not need to cling to Jesus in his humanity, but with the eyes of faith, we know that he has risen from the dead and that he is with the Father and that we are meant to be with him. And I really think that's what Jesus was saying to Mary. It's, Mary, you can't hold on to my humanity because I'm more than just human. I am truly God and truly man, and you have to believe with the eyes of faith. And it's with the eyes of faith that we can let go of what we knew so that our hearts can be open to what can only be known through grace and through the love of the Father and the Son and the Spirit. So let us pray. Just for a few moments, for that grace to receive an outpouring of the Holy Spirit, to receive this newness of life, that our hearts would be lanced and cut open, such that as we receive Jesus in this most holy Eucharist, we might be made new, we might be transformed, we might, like Mary, go forth proclaiming the good news of the Lord.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend. You can also follow our Facebook page, Rooted in the Really Real Podcast, and Ashley Poltorek on Instagram for episode information and more. God bless.